real Irishness. I've received a few emails asking about Graham Thacker. When's he coming back? Stuff like that. I'm not quite sure. Yes, he finished his job in New Guinea and he's back at home in England, but I'm not sure I want to let him loose on my website again. Here's an excerpt from his latest effort, which he submitted for publication on St. Patrick's Day. Since no one has the guts to admit publicly that Danny Boy actually sucks the nipple hair off a leprous monkey, we are once again faced with Patrick's Day fraught with fake Irishness. And, of course, drunkenness, although drunkenness is no more intrinsically Irish than thirst. I list St. Patrick's Day as just another amateur night for drunks, along with New Year's Eve and one's 21st birthday. People get drunk simply because they think they must, and they listen to that musical abortion called Danny Boy because they're afraid to say, "Hey, turn that shit off! My dog just chewed his own balls off! Turn it off!" You see? His entire piece is a series of such fulminations of varying intensity. I can't really post such things on a classy site like this. It's not that I disagree with him, nor that I find the piece offensive to my Irish heritage. I'm not even sure how much Irish I am. My Irishness goes back at least 1,000 years, which would intersect my bloodline with the Viking Age in Ireland. So if my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother were out pitching hay one day when the Vikings showed up and killed my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and took my grandmother as a slave, then I could be part Viking rapist. I'm not sure whether I'm proud of that. I don't think so. Maybe my grandmother persuaded her Viking rapist husband owner to renounce his gods and embrace Christ. Perhaps I could be proud of that. Or perhaps not. On the other hand, I have real Vikings in my blood too, all descending from the male side, so I could be proud of that, except that they were probably Lutherans. I'm so screwed. I think I'll get drunk and watch the movie The Magical Legend of the Leprechauns. It's a Romeo and Juliet story with some shillelagh fighting in it. And Orla Brady.